I'm driving on 275 headed home. And today is just a different day, you know. Soon I'll be moving back to my home. I've lived this one place here for the last 9 months. And now I'm moving back home. And I have like mixed emotions about going home, that I want to be home. You know what I mean? I really do want to be home. But then it's been 9 months living in this other place, and now I'm moving back. It's kind of bittersweet. We have remodeled the home, the bedroom, remodeled a bit, so things look different. You know what I mean? So it's a big difference in what I see when I go there. So those visions are not in my head anymore. I was in there today working all day, and the last couple of days in there working, getting stuff together. So, yeah, so it's a homegoing, you know. We're going home. My wife is excited about going home. My mother-in-law lives there now, and she's been there by herself, so she's lonely. So it'll be good going back home. There's so many memories, man. So many memories. It's hard to turn them loose and let go. I'm just thankful that we have the resources to have this time apart that we did from the home in order to heal. There's still more healing to come, and I'm not frightened of the healing. I welcome the healing, but I know what healing is going to be a little bit more pain too. So I just want you guys to bear with me a little bit with that. And that's what I've been dealing with the last couple of weeks while I hadn't been making a podcast and talking about things, because I've been working, you know. Life is life, you know, and I've been getting things together to move back home. You know, it's just, it is what it is, you know. It still hurts, y'all. It's a lot going on in the news and the media. More people being shot, unarmed black men being shot. All kind of things are happening, and it's just too much. I don't even watch TV anymore. I don't even turn the TV on. I love basketball, you know, I really do. But I haven't even watched a whole game this entirety. I see like little snippets and clips of things, but I don't even care to watch it, you know. So I'm looking forward to the day when my drive and hunger come back for some of the things I had a passion for before it comes back. But I do have a passion to talk to you all about me and my journey, you know. It's been rough, y'all. It's been rough, and it's still rough, you know. I took off work the other day because I couldn't sleep the night before. Thoughts of my son in my head kept going on again. And these things like this coming up, it's repeating. These cycles are repeating themselves about coming up, about all these what ifs, and all these scenarios like that. And I couldn't sleep the other night, so I took off work on Monday. This Monday I took off work, and I ended up sleeping all day. You know, I got up and then ended up being productive and doing things. And I went to work today. And, yeah, so, oh man, it's just a road, you know. But on a softer side of things, is that, when I get to the other house, I will definitely have the video podcast ready for y'all. The next one y'all hear will be a video cast. I thought it would be sooner than now, but we had got delayed with the movers. So they'll be moving stuff on Thursday. And so when the movers move stuff, the next podcast I do will actually be a video podcast that I have set up for you guys. I'll have the website up for the shirts. I got the shirts together. I just want to put out a good product for you guys who want to support me. It's not that I need a revenue from anything like that. I just want to do it with excellence, you know? And that's it. I just want to do excellence and honor my son so that, that he didn't die in vain. I want you guys to know about this stuff I'm dealing with and this cycle of grief. And I know that a lot of you are dealing with the same stuff with grief and what you're going through. So I'm just telling my story, not writing it down, but doing it verbally so that you can hear me. And maybe in hearing me, you can see yourself, or maybe it will make you do something different, or maybe it won't. Maybe you're doing stuff the same. I don't know. I don't know how this really affects. And so that's why I want to do the video podcast too, because I really want you guys' responses on like how this things has affected you, how I've touched you, or how you touched me, and back and forth. I want this relationship that we have, that we've been going through since May, since I started this podcast, and I really want this relationship with you all. And I want to hear your voice. I want to hear your comments. I want to see it. And the only way I know I can do that is do it with the video podcast. So that'll be coming, and I'm looking forward to that. And right now, I'm just going ahead into the house. After a long day of putting stuff together. And I tell y'all something too, man. I became like a grumpy old man over the last couple weeks or so. I became grumpy and irritable. And I don't know where it stemmed from. So that's another reason why I haven't recorded a podcast. I didn't want that negativity to be on the podcast come out. But I guess this is part of the emotions too. You know, that's part of the emotions as well. The negative stuff comes up too. Not everything is cookie cutter. Not everything's gonna be good. So like I tell you, with the walk with me, like I said before, some days it's gonna be dark. It's gonna get cold. You know what I mean? But as long as you guys stay in my corner, I'm here for you. As long as you guys keep on supporting me, I'll keep on doing this. And I just thank you so much for all your love and support throughout this time, what we're going through, man. It's just difficult, you know. It's difficult. I've tried to record a podcast two or three times previously, and I broke down crying and couldn't get it out, you know. Couldn't get it out. My son's school that he used to attend, they haven't forgotten about us. The president of the school sent us a letter to the house. So like you say, he still got you guys in our prayers and thinking about you. You know, that's very thoughtful. You know, it's been 9 months and they still remember our names. You know, they still remember our names. They still remember us. And I'm so thankful for that, man. And I just have to do this to honor my boy. You know, and all of you that's lost loved ones too, like I said before, it's just difficult, you know. And like I said, right now I'm recording the podcast now in my car, the very car that me and my boy rode in all the time, you know. And like being in a neighborhood, man, like we went so many different places together. It's so like seeing all these different spots and reminiscing of all that we've been through with you. Every place we used to go, it hurt. You know what I mean? Like, it just hurt you. Oh, these places I just don't go to. I said, don't go to. Right now, I'm looking at the Cordova sign right now. I haven't been in there since. Don't even want the food. You know? Cordova's one of his favorite spots. You know what I mean? Like his burritos. My dude, that's my dude, y'all. That was my Jew bug, man. Like I said, so y'all keep me in your prayers, my family in your prayers. I love y'all. Thank y'all so much for the support. And like I said, it's more to come. It's just like, it's just hard, man. It's just so hard. Like to even, it's like to go to these different places and, man, going back to the neighborhood, it's going to be tough because we were there 14 years of life. That's what we did, and we went everywhere together. There's not one place I've been to that he hadn't been, and it's going to be rough. And if y'all support me, now I'll need y'all even more support and more of y'all prayers, man, for me and my family and me. Oh, this is hard. But yeah, so I'll be moving back home at the end of this week. I'm moving back home, and we'll be back there again. And so, let's see how this goes. You know what I mean? Let's see how this goes. Thank you for walking with me, y'all. I appreciate it. Thank y'all so much.